Nerdy Legion. Once again, I'm Dustin, and this is your Comic Talk headlines for February 26th, 2019. We got all the nerdy news this week, so let's just jump right into it. First, we have Deadline reporting on some casting announcements for Stargirl. For those that don't know, Stargirl is going to be released to the DC Universe app later this year, very, very likely sometime in August, though it could be as late as October before we see it. Casting announcements are as follows. Amy Smart has just been cast as Barbara Whitmore, who, if you don't know, is Stargirl's mom. Trey Romano will be coming in as Mike Dugan, Stargirl's younger stepbrother. We also have Neil Jackson, Cameron Gelman, and Hunter Sansone cast into roles that have yet to be revealed. And to kind of give you some of the other announcements, the more important, I guess, announcements for the series, as far as these characters are concerned, we previously got Breck Basinger as Stargirl and Luke Wilson as Pat Dugan, her stepfather. In other casting news, we have Natalie Dormer has just been brought on as the female lead for Penny Dreadful, City of Angels, the prequel series to the fan favorite Penny Dreadful on Showtime. Next, we have a couple of updates still in the casting vein for Altered Carbon Season 2. It seems, at least by recording this, that there are only going to be two returning cast members. We have first is Renee Elise Goldsberry, and second is Chris Connor. They played Quellcrist Falconer and Poe, respectively. Then we have some new faces joining the cast. We have Simone Missick, Dinah Shahibi, Torin Liebricht, James Saito, and Anthony Mackie will be joining the cast as the lead Takeshi Kovacs, which was originally played by Joel Kinnaman in the first season. And Warner Brothers is reportedly working on an animated Gremlins series. The series is supposedly going to be heading to their streaming app, which will launch by the end of this year sometime. No exact release date for that has been released. Neither has there been a release date for the animated series, though with the reboot movie being in the works for the last approximately 3 years, it only makes sense that they will likely release this animated series in conjunction with the reboot movie, should that ever see the light of day. Speaking of random horror movies being turned into television shows, we got word that CW is moving forward on their Lost Boys TV series. Production Weekly got their hands on the series synopsis, and from the sounds of it, they're not really changing much, which could bode very well for the series. Now, let's move into movie news, and Deadline is reporting that John Krasinski will officially be coming on as director for the A Quiet Place sequel. Not only will Krasinski be returning as director, but his wife, Emily Blunt, will be returning as kick-ass mom Evelyn Abbott. Production is reportedly set to begin in June, and the release date has been set for May 15th of 2020. Next, we have a couple of quickie bits. First is Luke Wilson has been officially cast in an undisclosed role for Zombieland 2. And second is Space Jam 2 has a release date, which has been set for July 16th, 2021. Then we have a really interesting piece from Ezra Miller on the Flashpoint movie. In a recent press tour, when he was asked about the future Flash movie, he gave some interesting responses, and we're going to paraphrase those real quick, in that he said that they're working very hard on making this movie a gift, quote-unquote, gift for the fans. He also implied that the movie will not only tie together what we know of as the DCEU, which is in kind of sort of in existence right now, unless you listen to what Warner Brothers is saying and that they don't care about that anymore. So it's not only going to tie that all together, but it's also going to tie in every DC movie that Warner Brothers has put out. So everything from Christopher Reeves all the way up through Christopher Nolan, apparently. And our final bit of news for this episode, guys, comes from Kevin Feige via Cinema Blend. Feige told the outlet that the James Gunn script for Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 3 will in fact be the script that they use when they go to production. He did continue saying that the rumors of Gunn's involvement and control of anything beyond Guardians of the Galaxy has been, quote, blown out of proportion, unquote. killing fanboy expectations all across the globe. That's it for this episode, nerds. For more in-depth discussion on all that matters in comics and comic culture, subscribe to Comic Talk today on your favorite podcast platform of choice. Or to go deeper into these topics and many more, plus other nerdy bits, then check out my channel on YouTube, Generally Nerdy. Thanks for listening, nerds, and we will see you next time.